Daniel. Daniel, when he was a young man, had been captured by the king of Babylon. But the king saw Daniel and his friends were fine young men. He also learned that Daniel's God had given him the power to reveal the meaning of dreams. Other kings of Babylon also saw his power. One of them, named Darius, made Daniel a ruler in his kingdom. The people under Daniel's rule were jealous and tried to find some wrong in him, but they could not. Finally, they got King Darius to make a law that people could only pray to the king for 30 days. They knew Daniel prayed to his God 3 times a day. Anyone who disobeyed was to be thrown into a den of lions. Daniel knew about the law and the punishment, but he prayed to God as he had before. The king was sad when he heard that Daniel had not obeyed the law. He tried to change the law, but he could not. They brought Daniel to the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "Your God, whom you serve all the time, he will deliver you." A big stone was put in place to close the opening to the den of lions. The king sealed it with his own ring. Then the king went back to the palace. He could not sleep because he was so worried. Early the next morning, he went to the den. He called out, "Daniel, was your God able to deliver you?" Daniel said to the king, "Oh, king, my God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths so that they have not hurt me." The king was so glad. Daniel was brought out, and he had not been hurt at all. He believed in his God, and God had saved him. Think about this. What should we do when someone tries to get us to do wrong? We should do as Daniel did and obey God. He was willing to do the right thing, even if it might cost him his life.